Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. That's been something that's consistently marked revivals is either the lukewarm being awakened to fiery faith again, or the lost being convicted of their sin and coming to faith.
Yes, a deep sense of conviction of sin among believers, not the unbelievers. That comes later as one of the characteristics of revival. But a conviction of sin among believers leading us to repentance is one of the first signs that revival is afoot.
And so if we really want the presence of God to show up, we have to ask ourselves, do you really want that? Because it may disrupt your service. You might feel conviction of sin, but I mean, what God offers us in his presence is far greater. But it seems, even in fact, you wrote, glory is far more compelling than a market-driven set of truth statements. And what I'm getting at here is make the distinction for us between a very polished, excellent, well-planned service and the glory of God moving into the point where he does maybe interrupt our plans, but reveals himself in a way that changes us.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Susie, we try to plan our services with as much excellence as possible because I believe the Lord is worthy of our best.
Yeah.
But we have to then hold all of those elements in the service in an open palm as we step into the services each Sunday and say, Lord, if there's anything you want to interrupt, these are your people, these are your sheep, and they need to hear your voice more than my sermon even. So, Lord, you have your will and way. So I think preparation is a good thing. But Susie, I had a conversation with a pastor of one of the fastest growing churches in the Seattle area, and he explained just about a year or two ago, and he explained his carefully crafted 55-minute service. And I said to him, you know, what would you do in that service if the Holy Spirit showed up? And he said, oh, we don't allow that in these services. And I thought, do you hear what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not advocating what a friend of mine calls this present weirdness. I'm
right.
Just talking about an openness to the presence of God, which we need more than we need anything else.
Oh, it's just amazing. Here's another quote. I pause on so many of your quotes on glory because they captured me. Glory describes the majesty, the shining splendor, and the power of God, which is visible and accessible to all of us in Jesus as revealed by the Holy Spirit. It's accessible to all of us. We just have a moment before we go to break. But these moments can happen with you, as you say, even just as we get with God. I mean, I've had moments in my prayer time with the Word open in my lap that brought me to my knees because God's brought a revelation or a truth or a correction or a redirection that's reminded me that he is God. Those things happen in our individual times as well, don't they?
Yes. And let me just say for the sake of your audience, they're not confined to any one theological or denominational perspective. The people I interviewed in the Isle of Lewis were all Presbyterians and spoke about remarkable encounters with the presence of God. So this is not just a phenomenon for what we would typically think of Pentecostal or charismatic. This is for all believers to experience this God who longs to be near to us.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.